Idaho hospitals are rationing care because of the strain from the pandemic. Some groups are questioning the use of age as one of the determinants for who gets medical attention or how promptly. A flood of COVID-19 patients has pushed Idaho to implement its crisis standards of care guidelines. The standards say, in the event of scarce resources, the focus should be on saving the most life years. That could lead hospitals to choose to save a younger person because they're assumed to have more years left to live, says Lupe Whistle, state director of AARP Idaho.
I understand the need for the crisis standards of care, absolutely. However, any healthcare decision should be made based on individualized medical assessments of patients, their circumstances, and objective medical evidence. Age should not and should never be used as a factor in making this very hard medical decision.
The Idaho Department of Health and Welfare says ensuring patients aren't discriminated against based on age or other factors, like race, religion, or disability, is a guiding principle for patient care. In September, the group Justice and Aging filed a civil rights complaint against Idaho over its crisis standards of care, asking the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to investigate Idaho's plan. Whistle says doctors make decisions based on objective medical evidence all the time.
Every life is valuable. You should not bring how many years someone has lived or someone to assume how many years they have left, etc. No, that should not come into play.
The state remains one of the least vaccinated in the country, with about 53% of people over age 12 fully vaccinated. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Amy Van Tatenhove.